This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. You might remember that the Monterey Jazz Festival shifted its 2020 Next Generation Jazz Festival to an online festival. The competition went on. And the uplift today is that Folsom High School had a very, very good performance, a series of them actually, and great success at the festival. So Folsom High's jazz director, Curtis Gazer, is on the phone. Welcome to Insight and congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning.
So tell me how this experience was for all the students, for all of you in the midst of the pandemic to keep the competition going and then come out on top.
Oh, it was what an uplift for the kids. And during these times, it's been difficult to stay connected and moving forward. So, you know, the news of this after their hard work recording and whatnot before all this happened is quite good news for all of us.
So in the high school big band division, third place went to Las Vegas Academy of the Arts Big Band in Las Vegas. Second place went to Rio Americano High School AM Jazz Ensemble with Josh Murray, the director, always a popular musical group, and for the school, their 18th appearance at the festival. And then top honors went to Folsom High School's Big Band. Let's listen to a little bit of the song Madly. It's a concert I want to go to, Curtis.
You're welcome anytime.
So, high school big band division, Folsom High School Big Band, how many students performed?
That was, I think, 23 in that band. We have three bands, but that's the upper band. There's 23 in that class.
Folsom has won this competition before, I think back in 2013?
Yes. It's a great way to end the year every year when we get there, and you know, just nothing but the best bands. And of course, Rio is one of the great programs over so many years, and it's kind of nice that we're kind of representing Sacramento up here for so many years down there at that festival.
Is there a rivalry that's pretty intense between Folsom and Rio Americano?
Oh no, not a rivalry, just respect and admiration. I think at least I, you know, I think they're awesome and have admired them since the, you know, I started in the 80s.
Yeah, I expected you to say just a lot of good jazz. Well, congrats to Folsom, because in the high school vocal ensemble division, the jazz choir won the top honors. So let's listen to a little bit of that high school vocal jazz group. And this is a song called Clear Day.
And look around and
there. We're hearing the whole ensemble together. Curtis, you've had great success with the vocal jazz choir over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, there's been a lot of really talented singers that have come in over the years to work with. Yep.
I think
I think
I'm reading that it was the 22nd appearance with winning the division 15 different times. Tell me about young people and jazz, the inspiration of it, and how important the music is, especially now while the life around kids is so different.
Just hearing those kids sing got me a little choked up because, you know, I miss those kids. And hearing them sing, there's such personality in their voices, and that's the greatest part about singing together and playing together is becoming a unit and respecting each other's abilities and personalities and, you know, their input from each other to come to a fruition of excellence. And that's what they strive for. But, you know, over the years, the kids have bought into learning standards and jazz pedagogy and really working hard as a group to try to be as good as possible and continue their own personal journeys in music. And with improvisation, it's such a great thing to use in teaching with kids exploring through music.
Are you connecting right now in a distance way? I know Folsom is among so many schools continuing the distance learning, but what about music?
Well, yeah, it's been a little harder for the larger groups, but the jazz choir has actually recorded two different pieces than what you've heard on their phones, and then I have my techie students kind of stack them, and it's actually come out pretty well, but I'm keeping them moving forward by doing that, and I'm doing it with my orchestra as well.
So what about you? How's life different? I know for teachers, there's a big, as you just said, ache in the heart and a distance with the students and knowing this school year will continue to be away from school. Who knows what the fall will bring? How are you managing?
It's difficult, but, you know, we, the teachers, have to be the positive ones and not show any of that. When I Zoom with my classes and kids, you know, each week to check on them, how they're doing. I need to be the positive influence and kind of give them goals of what possibly could be. But certainly staying positive through this. But is it difficult? Yes, it's very difficult. But really, we as teachers don't think about ourselves that often. It's all about the kids. So my goal is to try to keep them from becoming depressed, not becoming depressed, and also to keep them moving forward as musicians. And so it's, there's a lot on our shoulders as teachers, for sure.
Okay, how did you tell them the good news that they'd won the high school big band division and the vocal ensemble division?
Well, we sent out an email to them, and then it was exciting to see their responses, and then we got on a Zoom and kind of let it all out. So it was fun. Exciting in these times, so it was good news for sure.
Well, we share in the uplift. Congratulations to everyone. I can't wait till we can all gather again and hear these concerts live in person. Won't that be a great day?
It sure will, and I hope you get to come to one of them.
Thank you, and congratulations again. That's Folsom High's jazz director, Curtis Gazer, and that's Insight for today. Thanks for joining us. Governor Gavin Newsom will be live at noon on Cap Radio.